This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about New York neighbors meeting the needs of others. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Before the pandemic shut down most of New York in early 2020, Carol Sullivan was a stage manager for a theater. But when Broadway shuttered its doors due to the coronavirus, she, like so many others, lost her job. As a resident of the West Queens Sunnyside neighborhood, Carol turned to the food distribution program of Mosaic Church for help. She said that, "It has been a link to the community that I didn't have before, and it also saves a lot of anxiety over having to have money to pay for food over having to pay for the bills. If you have a dollar, you have to stretch it in so many places. Having them has made the choice less stressful." She also said that she was hesitant at first to receive food from a pantry, but the team at Mosaic Covenant Church made her feel welcome. Mosaic Covenant Church officially launched in late January 2020 with the vision of being a global church for a global neighborhood, and it seems that God called them to start at the perfect time to respond to the global crisis on a local level. Since the start of the pandemic, Mosaic has been a lifeline to their community and their members. Sophia Moncayo is one of those members who has found a greater purpose in serving the needs of others. Only a month after the Mosaic food distribution program began, Sophia took charge and has seen it expand from serving hundreds of people to more than 1,000 families twice a week. Most of the food is donated by neighborhood restaurants and other sources, including the United States Department of Agriculture's Farm to Families program. Even though she was furloughed from her job and has her own financial struggles, Moncayo said that, "I think helping others has to do something to your brain chemically, because if we had not been doing everything that we were doing, I think it would have been a much scarier time. Being able to dig in and help others, it really gives you perspective and helps you believe that you are going to be okay." Moncayo remembers what it felt like when her family faced challenges and relied on food pantries for help to provide. She said that, "One of the things that we wanted to make sure is that we don't look at people on the pantry line as people that need food, and really focus on, hey, these are our neighbors." In an Instagram post, Mosaic Church said about Moncayo, "I have loved watching this woman care for the neighborhood as she continues to grow into a spiritual mother for Sunnyside and beyond." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.